This is The Science Show on RN. And now look up into the sky. Something's about to happen. Jonathan Nally.
If you are thinking of visiting Cairns in the next few days for a bit of a break, you'd better be prepared to camp somewhere, as it's a pretty fair bet that you won't be able to find a room for many miles around. That's because Australia's first total eclipse of the sun in 10 years is coming to town. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon, circling the Earth, moves directly into the line of sight between us and the sun. If the angles are slightly off, we get a partial eclipse. But if the angles are just right, the moon can completely cover up the sun, and that's when we have a total eclipse. Although the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, it's also 400 times closer. So it has the same apparent size as the sun and can fully obscure it. But the moon's orbit is slowly widening, and in about a billion years it'll have moved far enough away from the Earth that it'll appear appreciably smaller, and therefore unable to totally block out the sun's light. So we're lucky to be able to see it at this point in history. The eclipse will take place in Australia on the morning of Wednesday, the 14th of November. The moon's narrow shadow path of totality will touch down in Arnhem Land, zip across the Gulf of Carpentaria, and then slice across far north Queensland, leaving the coast in the Cairns-Port Douglas area and heading out to sea. For those witnessing it from the Cairns area, the event will start at 5:40 a.m, with the moon beginning to take a bite out of the sun just above the eastern horizon. Over the next hour, as both the sun and the moon rise higher, more and more of the solar face will be covered up as the moon moves in front, culminating with totality at 6:38 a.m. 2 minutes later, totality will end as the moon begins to move away from the sun and the first burst of light reappears. If you live in another part of Australia, you'll get to see a partial eclipse rather than total, with only some of the sun covered up. Now, we all know that it's dangerous to look at the sun at any time, and especially during an eclipse. While you can buy special filters from astronomy shops, it's probably a bit late to do so now. So the safest way to experience the event will be to make a pinhole camera. Get two pieces of white cardboard and put a neat pinhole in the middle of one of them. Then, standing with your back to the sun, hold that card out in front of you so that the sunlight goes through the hole. Hold the other card just beyond it, and the light coming through the pinhole will be projected onto the second card. I'm heading up to Cairns for the event, and I have to confess, this will be my first total solar eclipse. I've managed to avoid them so far, partly because I've been worried about becoming an eclipse tragic. We've all heard about how awe-inspiring total eclipses are. Well, some people are so entranced with what they see that they end up becoming hooked, and their whole lives become devoted to eclipses. But I am looking forward to experiencing totality. As the ambient light diminishes, I want to see if it's true that birds and other animals settle down for what they think is an early sunset and go to sleep. I want to see how much the temperature drops. And I want to try and spot the moon's shadow rushing over the land towards me. I want to make the most of it. After all, it'll probably be a while before I get a chance to see another one. The next total solar eclipse for Australia won't be until 2028, when the moon's shadow will sweep across the middle of the continent and zoom right across my home in Sydney. Now, that would have been really convenient for me this year, but by 2028, I hope to be retired and living up north somewhere. Like Cairns, for instance?
Why not? Jonathan Nally writes for Cosmos magazine.